I promise you, I tried to be done talking about you people, but you keep doing dumb ass stuff.
Medic.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
This genius grabbed a live flashbang. I don't know if y'all hear me. When I look up what is a flashbang, what came immediately after that automatically was grenade. It's a type of grenade. And this genius, you know what? A flashbang grenade or stun grenade, a non-lethal explosive device. A non-lethal explosive device used by police and military to temporarily disorient, blind, and deafen suspects or enemies. It didn't say or. Temporarily disorient, blind, and deafen. This is an explosive device which is made to temporarily disorient, blind, and deafen people when it's on the ground. And you picked it up with your hand. Now see, this is how I know y'all don't have a brain for real. You got the nerve with your palm open, running.
Medic.
Like you're in a war movie or like you're in a war zone. There are not medical personnel on standby for you people. You're not soldiers. You're not freedom fighters. Do you know why you think you're soldiers? Do you know why you think they're supposed to be helping you right now on call? That's because the police or the Minnesota Guard or whatever, they showed up and they was handing out coffee and donuts to you idiots.
She picked it up with her hands.
I know we're in competition for who can be the dumbest martyr. You didn't make the cut, ma'am. I'm sorry. You have to be unalived to be a martyr. You were trying though, because if you picked up, if you would have
picked up a grenade and blown up,
You would that would have put you in gold, and that would have made bronzes Alex, because his parents begged him not to go. He went out there, no ID. He had two magazines on him when he was approached by them and didn't put his hands up. That's the first thing you do when law enforcement gets physical with you and you don't want a problem. Put your hands up. Why don't you people know this? His parents begged him not to go. I don't know if you've seen or heard what his parents said. They begged him not to go, begged him to be careful. So you get the bronze. Our good sis Renee, she gets the silver, you know, honorable mention to her wife, drive baby drive. And if you would have unalived yourself by
picking up a live grenade,
that's gold medal worthy right there. I don't know what y'all are competing for. You got dumberest. Is that what we're doing out here? Because what are we doing out here? Look at this jackass.
Big fella tried to kick it into high gear. It didn't work.
Like, for real, fam. Like, you know how big you are. You know you ain't running nowhere. But that's what the left Kool-Aid does to you. It makes you delusional. It makes you have an out-of-body experience. You know, it makes you think you can do anything. It made him think he could run a fofo with his big ass. You know, the left Kool-Aid also makes y'all think you're more powerful than cars. God bless these people who have had the patience not to run y'all over. Could I keep seeing videos of y'all in front of cars with your hands, like your Hancock or Hulk or somebody or Thor, anybody. You think you're anybody that's not real. That was drawn on a piece of paper and then made into a movie. That's who you people think you are. God bless these people with their patience. Cause I'm gonna tell you something, in a lot of states, There's just going to be a funeral. Ain't going to be no criminal charges. There's video cameras. There's cameras everywhere. They can see you got in traffic. Not only did you not get out of traffic, you got in front of a moving vehicle. The earth has got to be overpopulated. You know what I'm saying? India and China are creating way too many people. So the earth is just doing what it does with natural selection. That's got to be what this is, because there's no way. There's no way. Speaking of no way, you know, at first, everybody was talking about how this dude Alex was so innocent, and I wanted to wait until the facts came out.
Listen, I said this was a cold blood, right? When I was under the impression that this guy right here, an American citizen, was just standing there filming ICE, minding his business, right? And they got into an altercation and it led to gunfire and he got unalived. Yeah, clearly. Oh, that's a cold blood. But when the facts came out that this guy right here, he left his house to go peacefully protest. His parents prior to that told him, do not go do that. But if you're going to go, do not get caught. No dumb shit. Right. A week before this, Renee Good get unalived by ICE. Right. You leave your house with a 9mm, two clips on you, everything fully loaded, no identification. Going to peacefully protest, you are there filming ICE, and then ICE maces somebody or whatever, and you get yourself involved. Now it's a physical altercation. Not one time in this physical altercation, knowing you don't have no ID on you, you don't go, hey, my name is Alex Pretty. I'm armed, but I'm licensed, but I don't have my ID on me. Yo. You proceed to tussle with ICE, and then that plays out. That plays out. What else am I going to say? You're not the innocent guy I thought you was, just standing there minding your business filming, and they unalived you for filming them. In America, when you getting arrested for breaking the law, no Americans intervene to stop police from locking you up for breaking the law, because they know that's against the law.
What is it going to take? What is it going to take for Democratic leadership to say, can you guys please not be so damn dumb? Oh, you won't say that. Because if you told your cult-like followers to not be so damn dumb.
In the arms of an angel, fly away.